Greetings, I'm James Dillon, your host on SETI Stargate and As You Wish Talk Radio on the BBS network. And we're also on Rumble and VMO and SETI Stargate TV, soon to be on X. We'll be hosting the show on X, but we'll be streaming soon on X. But we've got to get a few more. We just signed up for SETI Stargate on X. So if people could go over there and sign up, you know, it'd be great because you have to have 500 people, and we just opened the account and it's already at 300 or something like that. So we had to get a couple more hundred people, which should be a walk in the park if everybody just does their thing. The lot going on. I was going to skip the news. I've been watching some of these Senate hearings and things like that, and I'm just going, my God. And this Bob Alinsky guy, man, it's like a character. I watch him just tear everybody a new, you know what, but I was laughing so hard. It was hilarious to me. But anyway, you know, I just called them all liars, which is true. They, you know, and, you know, all the stuff they're planning. So anyway, I'm going to skip the news anyway, and you guys can check that out if you want. It's on Telegram. I posted everything on there, a lot of that information. But things are moving, and they're moving really fast right now. And I see things moving really fast up to the eclipse and after into spring. So, you know, fasten your seatbelts and get ready. So I'm going to have a guest on this show. It's Kimberly Palm, and she's the author of the books Ascension 101, Roadmap to Your Soul, The Real Foundation of Youth, An Introduction into the Peace Stress Management System, and Walking with Yeshua and Mary Magdalene. Kimberly is a spiritual teacher, healer, shaman, and advisor. For spiritual seekers, she studied spirituality, metaphysics, world religions, esoterics, supernatural, and paranormal since she was 12 years old. She uses her psychic gifts and knowledge and healing skills to help people all over the world. She's also a certified meditation and mindfulness instructor and certified Reiki practitioner. And she teaches classes and workshops on various spiritual energy healing topics. She also offers spiritual support group meetings on Zoom and provides lots of free spiritual education and healing to the world through her YouTube and Rumble channels. And her website and channels are typical HTTPS, you know, .// spiritualgrowthjourneys.com. And we're going to have all these links down. So rather than read the whole link, we'll have them all at the bottom of the show. So you can click on them there. But without any further ado, Kimberly, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Thank you so much for having me on, James.
Oh, welcome to the show.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm pretty excited to be here. You and chat. We had a really nice conversation last time.
Yeah. I'm having the weirdest things going on right now. My computer's just going, never mind, crazy. So anyway, I'm just going to imagine that that everything's working and just keep going. but anyway, yeah, there's so much. That was such a great conversation we had, and there's so much going on. And I always tell people this is like your show. So whatever you want to talk about, what's the first thing you want to talk about? If you have new books out, if you got new classes or whatever, mm-hmm. We can get those out of the way and we can just go from there.
As far as new things I have out, I mean, my third book that I just published not too long ago, I think it was actually a year ago, is Walking with Yeshua and Mary Magdalene. And that's only available on my website. My other two books are on Amazon. But this particular book, I could not publish into the world because I'm revealing all sorts of truths about the Catholic Church, the Vatican, and about religion, about the Christian religion that the cabal does not want people to know. And so it's only available through my website. As far as newest classes, my latest course I did that's pre-recorded, it was live as my manifestation. It's called Quantum Manifestation. That's my newest course. But as far as new things, I mean, the biggest thing that I'm concerned about right now is what's coming up with this moon eclipse that's coming up on, what, the 25th, and then the solar eclipse that's coming on the 8th, because there's a lot of information floating around the internet that's very scary about those two events. You know, biological warfare possibility, massive earthquake possibility, Project Bluebeam possibility, just
Yeah.
on and on and on, the stuff that's spreading around.
It is a
So.
perfect opportunity. You really think about it. Everybody's out looking at the eclipse. What better opportunity to do some kind of blue beam fake alien invasion or something like that? We can, and I haven't even had a chance to look into that. What's going to unfold there? I've been so busy with the ranch here. We've been clearing out the macnut fields and the coffee fields and everything, and taking it back from the jungle. But I got to sit down and spend some time with that. But definitely, I know. I get a really strong hit on the eighth, the eclipse, that something big is going down. I think they have some things planned, and I'm really hoping the white hats are going to step in and put an end to some of this stuff. But what are you getting for the eighth?
Well, I don't want to scare anybody, but I actually had a chat with a guy named Yeshua ben Yosef. I've been
Yeah.
chatting with him since I was born in this incarnation, because my last physical incarnation was 2,000 years ago with him. What he told me, I asked him what's going to happen, and he said, really, something really bad is going to happen in the Great Lakes. He said the Great Lakes area. He said Georgia. He talked about Georgia and he talked about Ohio. And it sounds like a combo of one or all of the above: biological attack, some sort of terrorist attack, maybe involving some of these guys they've been letting through the border,
Yeah.
massive earthquake. I asked him if anybody was going to die, and he said yes. And I said, how many? And he said, thousands. And I said, what? And yeah, I'm like, and why are you going to allow this to happen? Why are the angelics going to allow this to happen? And he said, because we need to wake everybody up.
Yeah, I know. I always tell people,
So,
in the throes of a hurricane or an earthquake, or in the foxhole, nobody's an atheist. Everybody turns to God. Get me out of here. And make all kinds of promises, which they break soon after. But it's
I don't want to
that
scare
is why.
anyone, though.
Yeah, I think that's why some of these things have to happen, because I'm never. I'm just shocked. I mean, I said, I've even posted some things on the internet saying, you're either critically, morally and socially impaired and integrity impaired if you haven't figured this out by now. There's no hope. If you haven't figured it out by now, you get the hard lesson. The hard lessons are coming. And I'm not threatening anybody. It's just we're going, the earth is ascending, and some people are going to have to learn the hard way, and they can't stop it. And so they're creating their own experiences, and some are going to have some really hard lessons. So that's probably how it may come to them.
Yeah, and I'm not trying to scare anybody with this because it could still be stopped and it still could be shifted and changed. It's just that right now, that is what the bad guys are planning to do those things, and the good guys are basically sitting there going, well, I think we're going to allow this to happen. And the reason they're, because usually they wouldn't allow it to happen. They would intervene. You'd get ETs intervening or you'd get somebody intervening. But in this case, they're considering allowing it to just happen because they said we need everybody to come online, and they need to get it the hard way because they've already tried it the soft way and that didn't work. And so now they got to do it the hard way. So, it's
I like
just.
what Edgar Casey said, the best prophets are those whose prophecies don't come true, because they've reached enough people to create a change. And I always tell people, I've seen some nasty stuff on the horizon, but if we start praying and meditating and asking for help, this can all be averted. But we've got to do our part.
Absolutely.
We have to initiate it. We can't just expect it to happen. It doesn't work that way.
Yep, absolutely. I do a lot with when I'm doing groups, we do, meditations and prayers for different things. And there was a while ago where I was working with the Kahuna priestess over in Hawaii on the Big Island, and the cabal had been plotting something to totally wipe out all the Hawaiian Islands. And I worked with her, and then she turned around and she worked with all the kahunas over there, and they did a group meditation and prayer and kind of thing that they did to thwart that whole event. There was like a big hurricane that or something that was coming at Hawaii, and it was going to be really bad, and it was going to probably take out a lot of people. They were able to get it to de-escalate down to something really minor by sending all that energy, good energy towards it. And I believe that if we get two or more together, I mean, even just two people, but definitely 50 people, 100 people, 100,000 people, you get them all praying or putting their intention on the same thing, you can move mountains. You can move mountains.
I was at a conference here in Hawaii, and I told this story before, but we were doing a workshop, and Kazekiel was coming in, and his energy, and a lot of beautiful information was coming through, and there's like initiations going on and everything, and all of a sudden we're done, and we walk outside, and everybody's outside, and they're in their bathrobes, and and hair curlers and everything. We're going, what's going on? What happened? And they, you didn't feel it? They go, and they thought we were nuts, because there's a huge earthquake and it shook the building, intensely. And we didn't even know what happened. We didn't even feel it. And so,
Wow.
so we're kind of in an altered state or another dimension or something. I don't know. So there are ways of moving out of those timelines or moving out of those frequencies and missing a lot of this stuff.
Absolutely. But I really think that when we think things are going to happen, if we get a bunch of us that literally, create with our minds, we're co-creating with our minds, we can completely cut the thing off at the pass. And just because I'm told that this event might happen, and it's a might happen, he didn't say it's definitely going to happen. He said there's, he's how he said it is there is a possibility, is how he said it. There is a possibility this will happen. And I said, and then I got angry. I'm like, and why are you going to let that happen? And he said, well, we don't want to let that happen, but we need to wake people up, so we may let it happen. So
Sounds like me. I always question him. I always
yeah,
tell people if God was standing in front of me, I'd question him and say, "Why?
absolutely.
What the heck are you doing? Get
Yeah.
busy. Need a little help down here." But there's God. There's so much coming up that I could really, when I see the eighth, I just something big, really big.
It's really big. There's also a possibility that we get the solar flash that day. That's a possibility. It will hit this year, sometime this year. It has to.
Yeah, I
So,
think I asked. It is coming pretty soon. There's,
yeah.
and we just, I mean, we just had a major filament hit us on Tuesday. I think it was. It hit Tuesday. So there's a big flare, and a filament was released. So I mean, any time that could happen. And I had some weird stuff here happen because I'm on solar. I'm off the grid completely, but all my breakers popped.
What? Are you
Yeah, there's
kidding?
too much energy coming in on
Oh
the
my
panel,
gosh.
and it flipped off. And I'm going, why is, how come my batteries are dead? I said, and I looked and I go, oh, the breaker flipped. I had to go flip it back on. But everything's good though. Everything's good to go now. But there's, I just, I my old saying is, praise Allah, tie your camel. You got to cover your butt. You have a physical body down here. You got to make sure it's taken care of and have like an emergency kit and have some food stored and things like that. At least half a month, I think, minimum half a month of in case everything goes haywire.
Well,
Because,
honestly,
yeah, go ahead.
sorry to interrupt. I was going to say, honestly, the last 5 years, we've been in a situation where we need to all have emergency supplies. Because they've attempted several times to do terrible things, which have been thwarted or sidestepped or whatever you want to call it. Many times it's happened where there could have been an event and it got changed, the timeline got changed, whatever. But it's happened over and over again where there's been a possibility that we were going to have a martial law or your 10-day of darkness thing or this or that or the other. And it's really, really wise for every person to always have a backup plan, to always have a bug out bag, always have flashlights and batteries and extra food and MREs and whatever you need, because you don't know if there's going to be an earthquake or a tornado or a hurricane or tsunami, or you really don't know. You really don't.
Yeah, we had a we, at the ranch, we had a double whammy. We had the power went down, and so I had these heaters in a couple of places that kept everything up. Then the power went down, and then we had like minus 30 or something come through there, something really ridiculous, wind chill, like a little Arctic blast. And
Wow.
it busted the pipes and in a couple areas and things like that. So I got a mess. I got to find a plumber to help me or send one ahead of me. I mean, I can do it myself, but I'm hoping to have it fixed ahead of time. But yeah, it's crazy. You think you're all prepared. Okay, I got the heater in here in case this doesn't work, and everything's all set, so the pipes don't freeze. I got the pump off, I got everything, and then bam, the power goes off. Somebody turns the pump on, it's like, oh no, and then boom, boom, boom. But yeah, you got it. I knew this guy once. He said, what you really need to do is go out to your breaker and flip the main and see what happens, and just live with it for about 3 days. And you know exactly what you need to do, because a lot of people don't realize that a lot of the water coming to you is pumped. A lot of the sewage is pumped too. And if you don't have water to fill your tank, your crap is just going to sit there, unless you go get a bucket of water and fill it from the top. But people don't realize, your freezer goes boom, all your foods, you got to eat whatever you got as soon as you can, but so it doesn't go bad. But people should really think about that. It's get a generator, get some extra things to cover, because there's so many things with it, with the solar flash, with just solar flares and coronal mass ejections, with the EMP stuff that could happen. That could be a terrorist attack. The people have these kind of technologies now that shouldn't happen, but there's so many things that could happen very easily. So I always tell people, get ready, be prepared, because this world is coming to an end, and we're moving into a new one. And so
Yep.
things have to crash.
Yep.
You know,
We are.
how long are they going to crash? It might be 2 weeks, it might be 3 months. We don't know.
We don't, nobody knows. And I've been getting prophetic vision since I was a little girl. And everything I see that's gonna happen, it does happen. They're always 100% accurate. However, I don't know the timing. So, for example, I'll get a prophetic vision that will happen 5 years later, or it'll happen 2 years later. And every now and then I'll get one that happens tomorrow, or it happens 3 days. Like one time I saw tornadoes, a bunch of them hitting Texas. 3 days later, three tornadoes hit Texas. So sometimes they happen immediately, sometimes they don't. But the prophetic vision I had 15 years ago was this fog coming in, this pinkish looking. Some of it was blue, some of it was pink looking fog-like energy filling the planet, and all the evil people just bing disappearing, just disappearing, all the evil people disappearing. And then in 2019, Yeshua ben Yosef showed up in my room and said, "Kimberly, the world you know is about to die, and I'm going to resurrect a new." He said, actually, the word Shambhala. He said, "I'm re resurrecting a new Shambhala." At that time, I didn't know what the word Shambhala meant, so I had to look it up, and it means kingdom of heaven. And so he basically said he was re resurrecting a kingdom of heaven. And then he said all of the systems have to collapse. He said your all of the systems that you've known are all run by evil beings, and they're all going to collapse. He said the financial system, the food system, this was in 2019, the food system, medical system, school system, governments, all of that stuff, religion, the churches going bye-bye, the religions, because they weren't supposed to happen in the first place. All of it, it's all going.
I always ask people, and I heard this once a long time ago, and I really thought about it. And I go, was Jesus, and this guy asked me, he goes, was Jesus a Christian, and was Buddha a Buddhist? And I really thought about it. And I said, You know what? I said, you got to go back to their original teachings and what they said and forget about the organizations afterwards. And then you can really get dialed in on what's really going on. But if you're going to get all this passed down, recycled ignorance, you know, that people are, it's subject to their interpretation and their beliefs, you know, and I would say there's a lie in belief, you know, but it's just a big shit show, basically, until you go back to the beginning, you know, back to the basics. And that's what I've always said. We got to get back to basics. It's just about being kind and loving to each other and the planet. It's not that complicated, but the churches make it so complicated, and a lot of them push fear, guilt, and unworthiness, and all three of those lower your vibration and make it harder to access Creator, God, Great Spirit, whatever you want to call it, because that in its most unlimited expression is just pure love and joy and bliss. So anything that's based on fear and guilt and worthiness, all that stuff, which they perpetuate, and governments like to really push fear and things like those are all control patterns, you know,
It's
and
all part of the matrix. It's all part of the cabal. It's all the reptilian Draco. It's all their thing that they set up here like 12,000 years ago. Well, actually, all of this bad stuff started 26,000 years ago when Lucifer and Satan and his minions showed up here, and all the fallen angels showed up here and totally destroyed Atlantis. Then they corrupted the Atlanteans and they took them down to a fear density. They got them to nuke the very innocent, sweet, loving
Lemuria.
Lemurians. I was there. I was actually in Lemuria when it was destroyed and taken out by Atlantis. I was there at the time. I was also in Atlantis in a couple of past lives, but I was in Lemuria right when it was destroyed. And what it was the Atlanteans nuked it because they had gone totally crazy pants, psycho evil. They just went evil. They went totally into a fear portal of abyss of hate and nastiness, power hungry, all that kind of thing. And then as a result of that, the Lemurians sent a meteor, directed it at Atlantis and took Atlantis out with a meteor. And that's why you have the blue hole in the Caribbean. You've got a place called the Blue Hole, and it's where a giant meteor hit and went all the way down into the ocean there and basically wiped out all of that, you know, caused a huge cataclysm on the planet. And then you had at some point where they tilted, you know, they changed the poles, they shifted the poles, wiped everything out. And they've done resets, what, five times on this planet where they wiped out and reset everything?
Yeah, at least I always tell people we're a series of colonies. Like the Earth is a series of colonies, and going back that we know of 450,000 years, but there are caves that have glass lining that are 300 million years old. So somebody was here 300 million years ago with some pretty extreme technology.
Yeah,
And
that was the Andromedans. They were here 350 million years ago, the Andromedans. So,
And then there's a, I can't, they're called the Aleans or something. Aleans, they were here about then too. There's some other groups nobody's even heard of, but the you know, these guys are, they're not even, they're just magnetized light bodies. They don't even have any need for physical, you know. I used to have a joke. I said, you know, how do you change an Andromedan light bulb? I said, you don't. They are
They are
the
the light.
light.
They
You know,
don't
they
need a
don't need
light
light
bulb.
bulbs.
They don't need a light bulb. Their head is the light bulb, right?
Exactly.
It's
Well, some of
so.
those ships are would blot out the whole eastern sky if they were to appear, and if they powered
Oh.
up, it'd be like 10,000 suns. You know, we couldn't handle it
No.
for them to come. You know, we would all just, I don't know what we'd do, probably just, can you imagine all your crap coming up at once?
Yeah, pretty much.
Like
Pretty much.
instantaneously, everybody would just go mad.
A lot of people would have heart attacks and strokes and flip out. I mean, some of us people who were born with psychic abilities who are used to crazy stuff like that, it probably wouldn't bother us too much, but for the other people who that's not normal, they would probably flip out and lose their mind, I'm guessing.
Yeah. This I got this morning at 4 and I went outside and it was funny, there was no ships at all. I always film the ships. But they have a little deal, they come at 5, between 5 and 5:30. And so I went back in and I was doing some stuff. I wait till 5, I walk out, there are ships everywhere. It's kind of funny because they have a little time, you know, that's set aside for this. And I had a big old ship coming in and I'm filming it and I go flash like this and it goes boom, you know, just huge flash lights up. And I go, thank you, like this. And I go, do it again. And it goes boom again. And I got it on film. I put it on Telegram and on Truth Social, all these other ones. And I have a little caption on it. It says 40 years of contact, you know, ending the controlled narrative, or ending the, I call it poser disclosure, you know, going on. But it's amazing how infiltrated everything is, even the UFO community.
It's all the UFO community is totally infiltrated. And what one thing Yeshua told me is he said the spiritual teach people that are like the gurus, you know, they're out there, you know, in the public and also the UFO people. He said 90% of them have been infiltrated. 90%, 90%. Think about how huge a number that is. So there's hardly anyone you can trust.
Yeah, I've been talking about that for a long time. I mean, I got right in the middle of all of it, and I knew everybody, you know, all the old timers, and the ones that were real are dead, and they were taken out.
They
But
killed him. I know.
yeah, they took them out. But
Yeah, I had a friend who was killed and taken out by them as well, and she was amazing.
And so, you know, it's like finally I just said, you know, I'm done with this community because I was attacked, slandered. They even said that we're going to destroy your character, or we're going to do character assassinations. We're going to do all this stuff, and you know, he even tried to take me out physically several times, but I had protection. But I knew that was coming, and I mean, they use everything from I'm gay to a pedophile to I run a Russian bestiality program. I have a Russian. I don't even know what that is, so. I don't know. Do people have sex with bears or something? I don't even know what it is. But I've heard everything. And when all these things happen, I go, I wasn't even in the country then. I go, when did this happen? You know, it's just like,
Yeah,
and
you and I talked about all this, about the fact that they were trying to say that you did stuff that some other guy with a similar name that doesn't look anything like you was doing.
Yeah, the guy with a similar name, that he is a pedophile and he is locked up. And I go, hey, you know, a little clue there. I'm out and he's in, you know. And so you might want to get the name right on that one. But I don't know. It's I've never seen anything like it. And I know a lot of it really hit the fan when I invited Corey Good to come and speak at the ranch. And boy, they were after him and Wilcox, David Wilcox. And they called me and they said, we're gonna destroy your life, you know. And they're making threats, like, we're gonna come to your ranch, we're gonna climb over the fence, we're gonna take over the conference, you know, stuff like that. And I go, seriously? I go, you guys? And they go, it's a public venue, we can do it. I go, no, it's not, it's a private ranch. And so I mean, we had amazing security, so it would have been worked out really bad for them if they tried that, because I mean, some of the guys have several black belts, and they're very good with other things, other toys too. So it wouldn't have worked out very well for them, you know, to pull stuff like that. But I've never seen anything like it. And at first, I was naive, you know. I went in there and go, God, everybody's going to want this, you know. I've got the footage. I've got triple PhD Boeing engineers, you know. I've got Lockheed guys. I got everybody, witnesses, all this. I got everything, and I walk in there really naive. They're gonna love this. And I walk in there, oh my God, it was like they eat their young in the UFO community. There's so much
Yeah, they
jealousy,
do. They totally eat their
competition.
young. They all do that. They're corrupt. I have a very dear friend, actually one of my best friends on the planet, who's like my sister. She's part of that UFO community, and she goes and speaks at the conferences, and she knows a lot of people, and She said it's really gotten heavily corrupted and infiltrated. A lot of people bought out, and a lot of people who are posers, a lot of posers. What's really sad is David Wilcock, they went after him, they got all his money. There's rumors that his ex-wife was like three-letter organization and she was a handler for him. And I don't know if that's true, but he's hiding in the middle of the woods somewhere in Colorado or somewhere like that. He's like in a bunker somewhere in the middle of the forest hiding out. There's actually a lot of people who've had to do that. They've had to go hide, you know.
Well, I kind of pulled in. I pulled everything in and was just doing things at the ranch I had total control over, and doing my own workshops and classes. And I have a conference building there and everything else. So I said, I'm done with all the drama and all the backstabbing and everything else. I'm just going to do my own thing. They can say what they want, but it's not going to stop me. And I've always been that way. I go, okay, I'm just going to write books and tell my story that way and get it out. And then I had publishers screw me over. And I go, I'm going to take the rights back and do it myself, And then I started getting censored out of the conferences. And I go, okay, I'll build my own conference building. And so I'll build my own retreat center, So I kept doing that, just say, I'll just go around them and it's worked. And what's sad is almost every time I've gotten involved with somebody else, where they had control or it was their money or they had control, it always went to hell. They weren't strong enough or they got greedy or they had some weird sense of entitlement or something. It's like
I won't do it at all. I mean, I don't even attend conferences anymore. I used to get hired as a speaker to go all over the country because I was a stress reduction expert and meditation expert and all that. And I used to speak at medical conferences all over the country. And I also got hired by corporations to come and teach meditation and stuff and stress management to their employees. And so I would go all over and speak all over the place. But ever since the whole pandemic, I have not done any of that anymore because I've had too many friends poisoned at these conferences, attacked with energy weapons at these conferences, attacked with satanic rituals. There was a conference in Florida. I think it was Elena Denon and Danny Henderson had a conference, and there were Satan worshipers sitting in a pentagram thing, sending horrible energy, and everybody who was sitting there got very sick. They came down really sick, everybody who was there. Laura Eisenhower went to a conference, I think in Mount Shasta or somewhere, and she was poisoned. And she was also put falsely accused and put in jail. And they beat the hell out of her and all kinds of stuff. They were terrible. And she's a friend of mine. I'm not like friends with her, but acquaintance friends with her through Facebook. And I have friends who are really close friends with her. Some of my friends are really close friends with her. And she is one of the sweetest, most kindest, divine feminine, loving individuals you would meet. And they're constantly attacking her and harassing her and going after her all the time, you know?
It comes with the territory. If you're authentic, expect it. If you're a poser, you're going to make it all the way to the top. If you're playing the game and you're taking the money and the fame and everything else, you're going to go rise all the way to the top. If you're authentic, they're going to pull the rug out any way they can.
They've done it to me. I've been ever since the first time I started getting interviewed when I launched Ascension 101 book and I started going on shows and getting interviewed by all sorts of people. I had people attacking, coming out of the woodworks like crazy, just attacking me all over the place for no reason at all. They didn't know anything about me and they'd say, she's a fraud and she's this and she's that. And it's like, you don't even know me. You don't even know my background or who I am or anything about me, and you're making up all kinds of crap and from the get-go. And then YouTube and Facebook have been shadow banning me like crazy. I should have like a million followers on YouTube, and instead I have 10,000, and it took me 5 years just to get to that. And they don't alert my people who hit the alarm, the notification bell. They don't notify them, and they keep unsubscribing all my subscribers. I get messages all the time from my subscribers saying, "Hey, they keep unsubscribing me." So they're just constantly at me, all the time. They've removed several of my videos off my channel and said it broke their community standards. They've threatened me that they're going to shut my whole channel down and, on and on and on. So just
Yeah, you gotta be a pedophile to meet their community standards.
Yeah, right.
We don't even post on YouTube anymore.
Yeah.
I got two or three accounts just banned altogether. We have an account there now, and we just put some UFO stuff, and they even blocked that and took that down and said it was against their community standard. I go, what? What is your community standard anyway? You know, like when you have to be a Democrat or something. I don't know what it is. You know, if you say anything against the government's standard
Yeah. Well,
practices
it's
or
the
whatever.
narrative. If it's
Yeah.
against their narrative that they want people to know. They only want
Yeah.
people to be sheep and to do what they say, and it's only in a specific parameter. And if you are outside of the box and you're trying to tell people, no, don't look here, look over there, they don't like that. They don't want
Yeah.
people to question anything. They don't want people to think for themselves. They want the people, depending on the government, to tell them how to live, how to eat, when to have sex, how to have sex. Everything they want the government, they want the drug companies telling them, what to do, how to live their life, all of that. And they
Yeah.
can't think for themselves, a lot of these people, and that's the way they want it. So if you and I come along and we're trying to teach people how to think for themselves, because that's my goal. I'm here as a teacher on earth, as a spiritual teacher, to teach people how to be their own guru. I'm not a guru. I don't
Yeah.
want anyone to revere me or worship me. I'm just here sharing a message and hopefully not only uplifting people and helping them to heal themselves and to ascend to the density, but also how to think for themselves, how to question things, how to discern what is good from bad, and how to be their own guru, how to get the answers from within, because the kingdom of heaven is within you. You don't need a church to find the kingdom of heaven. It is within you. You can go within and connect your higher self, your guides, your angels, God, Yeshua, Buddha, Lord Buddha, Sanon, all these people,
We should write a book, Blasphemy 101,
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what I said. Everything we do here is to empower the individual to make their own, personal connection with Creator. Basically, that's the bottom line. And if you do that, when you ignite that spark and starts becoming the full flame, pretty soon you're going to see all these other dimensions and planes, and everything's going to open up for you. And sometimes it's good to have a guide when that happens, because I didn't, I
I didn't
also,
either.
yeah, I started seeing entities and masters and really ugly stuff too. And
Yeah, me
it was just
too.
like,
I had
it was
a
like,
what do you demonic thing visit me when I was like all of 5, 6 years old. There was this guy that had like a skull face and he was all in black, and he kept
yeah.
coming in my room in the middle of the night when I was only like 5 years old, and I had no family members or anybody who would believe me. They wouldn't listen to me. I would tell my mom and dad, tell my grandparents, there's this man coming in the room, and they're like, you're imagining, you're imagining it.
Yeah.
It's nothing. There's nothing there. They didn't believe me, so I didn't have anybody to lift me up and support me. And then over the years of my life, I had all kinds of supernatural experiences. I've seen ghosts. I've experienced demons. I had a demon hop in my car one time and try to kill, take me out. I've had,
Yeah. I had one hop in my body once. It was like, I get
Oh.
right after I had the near death experience, I went to sleep, and I woke up, and all of a sudden something took over my body, and I had a battle with it. And I was just going, I am, this is my body, this is my life, given to me by God, get the hell out. And I kept calling on Yeshua and Mary and all the masters. And it took me all morning long. It wasn't even light yet. It was like in the wee hours of morning when it happened. And it took me all morning to get rid of this thing. And it finally got light, and I could finally got control of my body again. And I walked down to the ocean. It was in Santa Cruz, and I walked into the ocean, and it was cold, cold water. I didn't care. And that the water and the salt water and everything, I just got it just cleansed everything. I got everything back. And then I went back and sitting on the beach, and I had a little swear session with Yeshua. Like, what the hell? I thought I had protection. What was that? I thought, and I hear this voice. I hear this voice. You did well, And
Yeah.
I go, what do you mean I did well? I got my ass handed to me. And he goes, no, you did well. He said, you need to know these things exist, and you need to learn how to fight them and how to clear your energies. And so
I go,
Wow.
well,
and he goes, no, you did really well. And I go, I not from my perspective,
That blows me away that he said that to you and that you had that experience, because I've actually had several experiences like that where I sit there and I ask them and they're like, you did a good job. We just wanted you to learn how to do this, or we wanted you to learn how to figure it out. I mean, the same thing, but it's always about them giving you an opportunity to learn and to grow. And they also have told me that a lot of the stuff that I go through, it's so I can teach others how to not do this or do that or how to do it. And
Exactly.
so
That's the
that's what it's really all
same thing he
about.
said to me. He said, you need to understand these things are real and you need to have the experience and you have to use the tools. I mean, you learn the tools, now you got to use them.
And teach
And
them
so,
too. You can teach spiritual, you and I both can teach spiritual warfare 101 because we've both been
yeah.
through the ringer with all those things. And so we
Exactly.
both are now capable of teaching anybody and everybody how to protect themselves.
I even have it on the
So,
back of my cards. I have the healing prayer on the back of my cards, how to heal unseen negative influences. And I give it to
Awesome.
people and they go, what's this? And I said, you're gonna need it later. Just keep it on you. And I said, because it is gonna get crazy. But the yeah, it's like being thrown into the ocean, with dolphins and whales on one side and sharks and other things on the other side and barracudas. And you got to figure out who's who and how to swim with the dolphins, stay on
I
the
had
ocean.
that happen too. I was snorkeling in Cancun, Mexico, and a barracuda came after me. So that
It's
was
funny because
interesting.
the same thing happened to me the first time I went swimming with the dolphins. A barracuda showed up and it came right up to me and it was turned sideways, showed me how big it was and nothing but teeth. And I go, okay, that's interesting. And then so I swim a little further, and then there's a reef shark, and I see that, and I go, oh crap, and it just kind of cruised by. It didn't bother me. And then I said, well, I guess that's out of the way. I guess I got that out of the way. And then what happened after that was it. I got past my fears.
Neat. How are we doing on time? How much time do
I
you
think
have?
we've got about 15 minutes, so we've
Okay.
got.
So what I would like to focus on, because you had made a comment earlier, this is your show or something like that. So what I would like to focus on is really explaining to people, what's going on, what's going to be going on, and what they need to be doing right now, as far as ascension stuff, because it's really important. So things are going to keep ramping up. I did two videos on my YouTube. I have tons of free education on my YouTube and my Rumble channels, which are both called Spiritual Growth Journeys. And I did I think a two-part on 2024 prophecies from Yeshua as far as what's going to happen. But it's going to be a crazy roller coaster ride this year, and it's going to be very, very difficult for the people who are still asleep. Now, for people who are awake, we'll be sitting here eating our popcorn, as they say, going, I told you so, or whatever. I'm not going to ever say that to anyone because I don't find that a very loving spiritual response. But I will tell you that the people who are still not awake, it's going to be very complicated for them. And a lot of them are dying. A lot of people are going out right now. They're dying like crazy. I had two clients recently that I saved their life. One of them is actually in the ICU, and she texted me from the ICU and said that if I wouldn't have pushed her to go call 911 and go to the hospital when I did, she would have been dead. Basically, she would have been dead. So there's a lot of people that are exiting the planet right now like crazy. A lot of people. And even royals, they took out, apparently February 14th, they took out certain princess in England. She's gone. She's not on the earth plane anymore.
Yeah, I was hearing some things about that. I didn't really look into it because I don't really give a damn about the royal family. But even
I don't care about them
no
either.
members of it. But
I don't care. But we have a lot of people that are leaving right now. Currently, people are just exiting. I'm getting so many messages from clients, friends, followers. My dad just died, my wife, my husband, my wife, my brother, my niece, my nephew, whoever, people are just exiting like crazy. By the time the whole solar event hits, which is it's not just a solar event, there's this pinkish fog that's going to fill the planet that's like an energy thing. when by the time all of that is done and we're starting the new phase of this earth, which is the new earth, there's only going to be between 25 to 35% of the population left. That's it. Okay, the rest of them are going. We've got just in the US, 15% of the population are non-player characters. They're going. All the NPCs, 40% of them in Beijing are non-player characters. They're going. There's different places all over the world that have different numbers of non-player characters. They're all going. The demons are going, the reptilians are going, the greys that have been here causing trouble. We have some mantids that are here that aren't so good. We've got good mantids and bad mantids. The bad ones will be going, good ones will be sticking around. They live in the inner earth, they'll be helping us. There's all kinds of people who live in inner earth that are going to help out once we shift. They're going to help us
Yeah,
out.
there's a doorway right at Mount Adams. There's a doorway, and the door opens up, and ships come in and out of it. And it goes into the inner earth. And also, there's a galactic airport there as well.
Yeah,
Yeah,
I
so
heard
it's
about
pretty
it.
crazy.
Yep,
Go ahead.
absolutely. I've seen pictures of it too, and I've seen videos that people have taken of stuff coming in and going in and out of there. Seen lots of videos actually of that. But anyways, we're going through a phase. This year is going to be the most difficult year of the last several years. If you guys think the pandemic lockdown thing was difficult, wait till you see this year. Because all kinds of truth is going to keep coming out, and that's going to really upset a lot of people when they find out they've been lied to by everyone, their government, their, religion, their religious leaders. Look at all of these church pastors who pushed the poke. We had all these church pastors pushing that on their congregations, because they're evil and they're money hungry. They were paid off to do that. They were bought off to basically kill off their parishioners.
The doctors too. The doctors all they got paid so much money by taking people out, basically. They got paid
Yeah,
to
they got paid $80,000 per for each person who died of that thing in the hospital. They were paid 80 grand or something like that.
So, it doesn't have anything to do with population control. That couldn't be.
Oh no, not at all.
If you know the big picture, you can see it all playing out right now. If you know the goals of the elite, the cabal, and those guys are deep state. When you know their goals and their plan, and they've told us it, they've actually been totally in our face with it. And when you can see it all playing out right in front of your face, and you know what's going on, then you know how to avoid it. But I see some people, they just hook, line, and sinker. They're actually participating in theirs and their families'
Demise.
enslavement and demise, both. And you try
It's
to
sad.
tell them it, and they attack you. You're a conspiracy theorist. You're crazy. You're nuts. And I said,
Yeah,
well,
I'm called that every day, and an anti-vaxxer. I'm called a crazy conspiracy woo-woo anti-vaxxer on a daily basis. So
I'm proud. Those are all, to me, are badges. It's
are
like,
badges of honor, big time.
just call me weird. Just don't call me normal. That's the insult. The insult, you call me normal.
So this year is going to be really difficult. What people need to understand is when we go through the actual big shift, all of your relatives who are still in what we call a fear consciousness, which is third density, that means they are narcissists, they're mean, they're nasty, they're competitive, they're pedos, they're rapers, they're traffickers, they're killers, they're thieves, they're adulterers, whatever it is that they're doing, they're just not nice people. They're going to be transitioning out of here. They're leaving. Okay. It's not the good guys. One thing Yeshua points out is the meek shall inherit the planet. And when I ask him, who's the meek? He said, you. I'm like, and he's like, people like you. And I'm like, okay, so I'm like, I'm not going to be taken up in a ship. And he's like, oh, hell no, don't you dare get into one of those ships because that's not what you're supposed to do. He said the people leaving here are the ones that don't deserve this earth because he said, Kimberly, Mother Gaia is a gem in this universe. It's like a glowing gem. She is not only a conscious sentient being, but she's one of the most beautiful planets in all of the universe. And all of the star beings from all over wanted to be here now for this event. So they're not taking the planet away from people who are decent service to others people. So you need to be 51% or more service to others. You need to be loving, kind, compassionate, forgiving and respectful to yourself and to everybody around you if you want to stay here on this earth. Because if you are going to be a jerk or an asshole, as we would say, you're out of here. All the asshole people are out of here. And so I keep trying to teach people how to get into that, what we call love consciousness. Which, just practicing loving on yourself, even if it means looking in the mirror every morning and saying, I love you, James or whatever. You got to look in the mirror, and then you also have to turn around and be loving and compassionate to everyone around you. That's really important. And service, and service doesn't mean you go serve food at a soup kitchen. It could even mean holding a door open for a little grandma lady at the grocery store. It could, and it's not necessarily a doing, it's a consciousness. It means that you care about others, you see your connectivity to everyone on earth. You're not having this duality separation thing of I hate you because you're black or white or yellow or gray or, which is a joke, seeing that we have star people who are blue skinned and green
Yeah, what are you
skinned
gonna
and
do with
yellow,
that?
red skinned, and I mean red, like that color, I mean. When they see all of these ET, I look at these people who are racist who don't like you because you have brown skin. It's like, seriously, dude, have you seen my family from Sirius B? Because I came to Earth from Sirius B. And when I first came here, 20, what, 30, actually, no, it was longer than that, 100,000 years ago, whatever. When I first came here, I was blue. I was blue and I had green hair. Green hair. I was blue and I was a mer person. So it's like, if you're telling me when, I was blue and you're not going to like me because I'm brown, well, what about if I'm blue? Yeah. It's like, stupid.
Yeah,
It's
it's so
stupidity.
funny because even a lot of the inner earth people, they're copper based because of the water there. And we're iron based. And so they're kind of greenish blue or and so a lot of these ancient ones had blue skin and green and things like that. And was it Shiva and all these other,
Yeah, those were,
they did have blue or green skin. And it's easily explainable, if you know the big picture. But yeah, I don't understand it. I always go, well, we all came from the same source. We all have a soul. Well, not all of us. There are the NPs or whatever.
NPCs,
But
yeah.
and I said, we all have a soul. We all came to the same from the same place. We're all family, and the creator, whatever the cosmic birther of all that is, ties everything together. What are we doing down here? Why haven't we figured this out yet? And like you're saying before, the people on the downward spiral that choose all this negativity and everything, and the greed and the jealousy and the separation and competition, that's all being accelerated, and it's going down, it's going out. And the people that want to live a spiritual life in harmony with each other and the planet are on the upward spiral. And that's what I see. And eventually we're going to hit some kind of critical mass where kaboom, it's like over with.
Yeah, and I can't wait for that. I'm excited. I just want everybody to not be afraid because I get messaged by a lot of people over the last 5 years about what's going to happen to my family because they're still asleep. So here's my message for everybody about your family members. So your family members who are still asleep, please be compassionate for them for the fact that they are what we call MK Ultra programmed. So the news media, the frequencies they send out of these towers go into their head and program their mind. And they're not like the star. So the star seeds and light workers, the ones who chose to wake up first to be the teachers of everybody else, we are going to go to fifth density initially. They are not. The people who are in a sleeper position now, they will go to fourth density, which is what I call love. In my book, Ascension 101, I explain it, but it's love and unity. Fifth density is more supernatural. But these people will wake up, they will go to the 4D, and we, like James and I, and also James's production producer manager here, people like us who are already awake. We will be the teachers of these people. We will be helping them because we will not leave anyone behind. We're going to bring them with us. What does that mean? Well, there's going to be a second stage, I was told, of this thing where those people will have a chance to jump up to 5D as well in their lifetime. So we will help them to do that, though. So they will need to deal with their inner child work, their traumas, all of their ego, you know, getting rid of all the ego stuff, you know, we're going to have to teach them how to do all this stuff. And then so don't worry about your family members. If your family members are nice people, it doesn't matter how asleep they are. They could say, they could have Trump derangement syndrome and think, you know, Sleepy Joe is like the best thing, king of the earth, you know, whatever. You know, it doesn't really matter who they are or what they do. What it matters is what is their heart. Christ consciousness is all about the heart chakra. It's all about the heart chakra. Are they a mostly loving person? Are they mostly kind and compassionate? If they are, then don't worry about that person. Do not worry about them. They will be taken care of.
I got a lot of those frequencies that are holding us down and all that MK Ultra stuff there. I get all that's going to collapse, and people are just going to start looking around and feel all this incredible kind of bliss and freedom and go, what happened? You know, what just happened? They won't even know what happened, you know, but they'll feel it. And that's the main thing. We hit the end of the hour, unfortunately, so I've got to sign off, but I, we
That's
have to have you
okay.
back on the show because I know there's a lot more we can
Oh,
talk
there's
about.
tons we can talk about.
Yeah, so we'll get you back on the show here real soon. But
Right.
again, I can't thank you enough for coming on the show. And we have all your links at the bottom of the show that to
Thank
all your
you.
different websites and everything else. So keep up the good work and
Thank you so
see you
much. I
soon. And
appreciate you so much. Thank you.
we always leave with keep an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent. And that's all you need. You don't need to be a rocket scientist to get out of here and ascend. So anyway, have a great evening. Good night, folks.